Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for this very important, powerful, beautiful portion of scripture that we've been busy with. And I thank you, Father God, that I know it starts with Jesus talking to you. So it's about the God quality of life, talking about the resurrection, talking about his death, and he's talking to disciples. So we thank you. We know this word this morning and yesterday is talking to disciples, and we appreciate that because it's dedicated, disciplined followers that are blessed, that see you, that know you, and can experience you, Lord. You left us an example of a true disciple in Jesus, and I thank you now that Jesus is ruling and reigning together with you. We thank you that the true picture of being a disciple is found in following you, following the Father, Son, through the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 9, verse 26 and 27. For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory, and the glory of the Father, and the glory of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah. So I just opened up with that this morning in the prayer, and I was saying that this was a message to disciples, not to the world out there. And we all came from the platform of Jesus in fellowship with his Father, in tune with his Father, speaking about the journey ahead and death and resurrection, and then the God quality of life that we need to take hold of. Because he who finds his life will lose it, but he who loses his life will find the God quality of life. So the first thing I just want to touch on is the last part of the reading, where it says, I tell you truly, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God. So we can see from who he's speaking to his disciples. But then we can ask the question, who is the one that tasted death and didn't see the kingdom of God? And who is that? Judas Iscariot. He was the one there that wouldn't experience the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? It's another question we could ask. The Bible says clearly the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. Where? In the Holy Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit came to the disciples, and it was made available for the world to take hold of the Holy Spirit, which is found in Jesus, in being a disciplined disciple, and then found in Jesus. So we can see the kingdom of God came, and the disciples, they were the first fruits of this kingdom. And we now, through the words of Jesus, the love of Jesus, through the beauty we find in Jesus, those are the two things that are necessary to take up the cross, to be a new creation, is Jesus and his words. He desires all to be saved and to come to a knowledge of him. And that's why we draw close on a daily basis, guys. That's why we stay in tune. Jesus is wonderful. The name saves us. And whoever calls on him is saved. Whoever trusts in him is never ashamed. And the depth of Jesus and the beauty of Jesus is found in his word. So if you just want a fire escape, but you don't want an overcoming life, then that's a problem. When you've got Jesus, you've got life, and that life is found in his word. What is his word? His thoughts and his intents. How does his thoughts and his intents come across? By the Spirit. So the kingdom has been made available in Jesus, by his Spirit, by followers. So you need to follow. You need to not be ashamed of Jesus and his words. And then he won't be ashamed of you when he comes in his own glory, in the glory of the Father and the glory of the angels. Now, we need to be grounded and know these truths. Is this just one day? No. The goodness of God is available now. His splendor, his glory, we all fell short of it. And now being born again in the kingdom, his splendor is the splendor that it's made available for us. We can go to 1 Corinthians and we can see there from verse 4, I give thanks to my God always for you, Paul writes, because of the grace that was given to you in Christ Jesus. And he goes on to say that you may be enriched in every way. And then he goes on verse 26 and he talks about, consider your calling. This calling, what is this calling? This is a predestined calling. He's called you into the God quality of life that we lost in Adam, but is now available in Jesus. And then what's this calling all about? Verse 27, God chose you. He chose us that we were the foolish ones in the world. And then you go to verse 28, God chose what is low and despised in the world. So the emphasis is what God chooses, God watches over. What God chooses, he leads into the goodness and into the beauty. And how do we get that? Is when we wake up to these great and precious truths and look at verse 30. But because of God, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. That word boast is also to shine. Amen. You shine in the belief. You shine in the truth. You shine in Jesus and your love for his word. And you don't be ashamed. Amen. Because if you be ashamed, you won't see the splendor. But if you've been bold and you've been strong, and what you hear in your quiet time, you shout out on the rooftops, and that keeps you in the light, in the life, in the joy, in the peace, in the kingdom realities. You are helping then for those good things, all those wonderful things in Christ, in God, to come to this earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.